Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin Ayin Vav. A good Erev Shabbos to everybody. The Torah tells us at the end of this week's Parsha, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Va'anu Va'amru, Yadenu L'Shafchu Es Adam Hazeh, Ve'einenu L'Ra'u. The Torah is talking about the response that the Beis Din, the Chazal, have when a dead body is found in between two cities, and we don't know who the murderer was. So the Beis Din would measure between the two cities, and the city that's closest would bring an egla, would bring a cow to that spot, and they would cut off its head, and they would say this declaration that we did not spill the blood of this corpse, of this person who was murdered. Chazal explained that the Chachamim, what they're saying is that we didn't let the person leave the city without proper escort and without properly giving him food and drink for the way. And the Mefarshim asked, what is it about giving him a proper escort? What is it about giving food and drink to this victim that had he had it, he would have been able to properly fend off his attacker? Food and drink is very good to make a person feel satiated. He shouldn't be hungry. But if someone is going to attack him, if someone is going to ambush him, try to kill him, and he's not prepared for a fight, no matter what he may have eaten or drinking, will not help him in his fight for his life. The Mishnah in Avos tells us that if someone embarrasses somebody else, the Mishnah calls it Malbim Pnei Chaveroi, Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba. Chazal also tell us, Mutu Sheyapul Adam L'Toich Kivshan Ha'esh V'Yalim Pnei Chaveroi B'Ravim. It's better a person should jump into a burning fire and not embarrass his friend. What is it about embarrassing a person? What is it about hurting someone's feelings and causing him to go white that has these terrible punishments, that have these terrible declarations that Chazal tell us? Perhaps we can say the following. Every person wakes up in the morning and he needs some sort of a drive, an ego, so to speak, to be able to get up and accomplish what he needs to accomplish. The world is very big. The world is large. It's complicated. There's a lot going on. And a person can easily get into a rut and say, who am I? What can I do? I can't accomplish. I'm just a nobody. The world is huge. There's billions of people. I can't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit of a ego, so to speak, a little bit of a self-confidence that we should be able to get up and do what we need to do and be proud of our accomplishments and continue to forge ahead. And that's the pshat maybe in these Mishnayos and Avos, that if a person is embarrassed, if we embarrass somebody, we're taking away that ego. We're deflating his self-confidence. We are hurting that nekuda inside of him, that point inside of him, his motor, which allows him every day to get up and do what he needs to do. So too, we could say, maybe the pshat over here, in Egla Rufa. Of course, food and drink is not going to save someone from being killed by a murderer. But the fact is that you had a guest that came to the city and he wasn't treated properly. And if he would have been treated properly, he would have had that self-confidence to maybe fight a little harder. Maybe fight a little extra. Yes, would he have been successful in his fight? Would the murderer have let him go? Who knows? But we do know that we did not give him the best opportunity possible, the best possible chance to defend himself. Come along the Chachamim of that city and say, no, we did feed him. We did make him feel like a mensch. We did give him respect. We did treat him the way one is supposed to treat a fellow Jew. Why did he get killed? He got killed because that was the Ratzon Hashem and because he just could not overcome this murderer. We gave him every tool. We gave him every opportunity. We gave him every way possible where he could fight for his life. And that's the lesson that we have to take from this sugya of Egla Arufa, that sometimes little things matter. And little things sometimes are the things that are able to push someone else over the top. If it's a word of encouragement here, a thank you there, writing a note to somebody if he did something good for you, just showing appreciation to other people and showing them that we appreciate what they do for us and recognizing that point in them that they have those special kaiches, that they have that ability, they have that potential, and that goes a very long way in helping people realize who they are and being able to continue to contribute and be positive and be a part of society. A good Shabbos.